which states are involved in the SNAP lawsuit? So let's break it down. 21 states plus the District of Columbia are officially challenging the USDA over the new SNAP rules.
Hey, Pookies, y'all listen. So there is an EBT, food stamp SNAP benefit update. Remember when I told y'all that we have to recertify?
America's welfare system is pretty busted. Like, anyone can just go out and get welfare. It's just that easy. It's not like that in other countries. You know, Minnesota is experiencing their own series of welfare fraud. I mean, a Somali refugee just talked about the whole welfare racket. And the moment he came to U.S., everyone told him to get Section 8, get the government benefits. That's the system. And that's crazy. And no wonder the U.S. government is spending like $100 billion on food stamps and we're spending billions of dollars on Section 8. You know, it's so wild right now. And Section 8 right now is being regulated as the current administration wants to put a two-year limit for good reason. There's so many people who are able-bodied that can't work on Section 8 food stamps, and they just simply don't want to work. Because why work when you can get everything for free from the government and the taxpayers? Check out some of these videos.
Hello, everybody. Berkeley with Rental Household here. So I don't know if you guys know or if you've seen, but Trump is going to make Section 8 now a two-year program, and he's giving everybody 30 to 60 days. I think it's 30 to 90, to GTFO, basically. So buckle up. Buckle up.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 1st. Let's get into the shelter and housing perspective about the government shutdown, and let's talk about what we might see and how this might affect you, or if you, you know, are on Section 8, you rely on these subsidies, and if you were in a shelter. I'm only going to talk about a couple of things because it's still really too early to go over the most important details. So as we know that the shutdown can have a serious wide range of effects, so let's look at this breakdown on how this may impact shelters, voucher holders, and housing programs. So immediate impacts of the federal government shutdown on shelters and housing programs. So we know that HUD is operating on a slow, or they're halting a lot of their businesses. So most of HUD staffs are furloughed, leaving a small skeleton crew to manage a central task. Renewals for Section 8 project-based rental assistance contracts may be delayed if the shutdown lasts more than 30 days. New grants, contracts, and funding approvals are paused, affecting shelters and housing providers relying on federal support. Okay, housing choice vouchers. Let's get into Section 8 for a second. Payments to landlord may be delayed if HUD systems are inaccessible for funding and runs out. Public housing authorities may face uncertainties and administrative delays, especially if they rely on HUD systems for processing payments. Shelter operations. Shelters funded by federal grants like ESG and COC may experience delays in reimbursements or grant renewals. Staffing shortages at HUD and other agencies can slow down technical assistance, compliance checks, and reporting. So again, the short term, under 30 days, if this does go for under 30 days. Most programs will continue without minimal disruption, but if it lasts longer than 30 days, funding gaps may force shelters and housing providers to cut service, delay payments, and even pause new intakes. So this is what we're looking at. Of course, there's more, but this is just from a shelter and housing assistance perspective. Again, stay tuned, have your notifications on. As more comes in, I will report it.
Pookie, so I got a message this morning pertaining to EBT SNAP benefits in Washington State. A lady told me that a caseworker told her, or she got a letter, I can't remember which one it was, to prepare for your EBT not to come in December. I haven't heard that from anywhere else, so if you've heard the same thing, y'all let me know. She said something about prepare for another shutdown. I thought the shutdown was in January, at the end of January, and I thought this time it won't affect the stamps. Can somebody let me know what's going on with the shutdown that's coming up in January? But I have told y'all many times before, during the shutdown and the EBT crisis, whatever you want to call it, once you get your stamps for November, do not ball out crazy with stuff that won't last. Make sure you are preparing, like she said. She may know something or heard something that we don't know, or we're not supposed to know yet. Maybe she's just giving you a heads up. Stack up on your canned goods and your non-perishable items like your rice and your beans, flour and cornmeal, pastas, pancakes, get you some canned fruits. Start canning fresh fruit. I mean, however, but make sure you get prepared, stay prepared, so next month won't be a surprise to you if it do happen, okay? I told y'all before, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Now, this was crazy. It was a surprise when they cut the EBT off, and then they started giving out partial payments all over the world, not at the same time. So let's not let it be a surprise again. Make sure you prepare yourself always. You just never know what may happen. Today may be fine. Tomorrow, hell may break loose. We don't know. So if you got your stamps and if you already spent it, baby, I hope you stocked up. A lot of y'all already don't went and spent your stamps on Thanksgiving. I mean, I don't even know why you did that for one day. I'm learning to not ball out on one day. Then the next day, everybody looking like, what we gonna eat? Get your stuff prepared for the rest of the year, okay? And if you don't get that much, make sure you go ahead and hit up them food banks. Get them resources and stuff. Call 211. 211 can help you with a lot of resources. If you don't know what to do, pick up your phone and call 211.
I purchased one week's worth of groceries with my food stamp card yesterday. And kids asked to buy pizza, Papa Murphy's, whatever, cool. Yeah, I don't wanna fucking make dinner. Let's fucking get it. And I go to check my card, my food stamp card. All of my money is gone. All my food stamp money is gone. It's gone. So I check, where did it go? Where was it purchased? What the fuck? Some fucking Eureka store in all the way in Aurora. That's literally 45 minutes from where I am now. 45 minutes. I don't even have the gas to drive that far to purchase food from whatever fucking store that was. So I call my food stamp office and I tell them all my stamps are gone. What do we do? They're all gone. Well, they don't reimburse people anymore for stolen food stamps. It's like, oh, your card's compromised. You're gonna have to get a new card, but we can't issue the rest of the money. So now what? We're in December. It's fucking Christmas, and I have no fucking food stamps to buy my kids what they need for the entire month. We literally almost starved last month waiting for us to even get the food stamps that we got. It's times like these I question, like, what did I do? What did I do to deserve the things that is happening? It's like, no matter how hard I try, no matter how hard we push, it's just one thing on top of another fucking thing, and I'm tired! No, my neighbor's looking at me like I'm crazy, but they probably don't get it.
Here is the latest update on the Section 8 two-year time limit proposal and how it is being affected by the government, who's really literally dragging their feet. The deadline is September 30th. Let's get into it. So what's happening right now? Congress has not passed the FY 2026 budget yet, and the government is still on track to shut down at midnight September 30th unless the deal is reached. The Trump administration's for FY 2026 budget proposal includes a two-year time limit on Section 8 and other federal housing programs for able-bodied adults, elderly, and disabled tenants would be exempt. This proposal is not yet a law. It's part of the budget bill that still needs to be passed by Congress. What the proposal will do if passed: cap Section 8 assistance at 2 years for most adults, replace federal vouchers with state block grants, giving states control over rental assistance programs. I'm going to say that again. Replace federal vouchers with state-run block grants, giving states control over rental assistance programs. impose work requirements, which we know 20 plus hours a week for able-bodied adults under 62, demand citizenship verification from all public housing authorities, which we know that is happening now, which that's going to wrap up. And what's going to be the impacts of the government shutdown? If Congress doesn't pass the budget or continue with a resolution, HUD will operate with a skeleton staff. New Section 8 applications, renewals, and funding could be delayed or paused. Expiring contracts like PBRA and HAP agreements may not be renewed if the shutdown lasts more than 30 years. So if you're in the shelter and you're getting a Section 8 voucher, or you got called off the waiting list, or you have a transfer, anything that you have to do from a Section 8 perspective is going to be paused and nothing is going to be done. So it is insane. They're really trying to kick people off Section 8 after 2 years, even if they're working and they still can't afford rent. Trump's budget wants states to decide who gets help housing the most states. And most states don't care about poor people. Let's face it. Most states do not care about poor people. It's just really, really ridiculous. And I hope that you guys take this seriously. That's why I say, like, pay your portion. Don't fuck up. Section 8 is a blessing. You know, if Congress don't act by September 30th, HUD shuts down. No renewals, no vouchers. Serious.
So I get $3,000 in food stamps. Obviously, it's 8 of us, so you do the math. That's why I get $3,000. I have no income, so obviously I'm gonna get the full benefit amount. Does that make you mad too? Does it make you mad that the government is helping me feed my children? Does that make you want to punch me in my face? Does that make you angry? Does that make you shiver in your boots? Yeah. Be mad. Stay mad. How am I gonna feed my kids? I don't have a job. Even though I'm going to an interview today. God, like I said, I took your advice. So it is what it is.
Man, Trump taking these food stamps is the worst thing he could have ever did. Like, man, it's gonna be all type of thievery and shit going on, man. Motherfuckers already got it hard enough as it is. Like, damn, if you're going to take food stamps out, put out a grant that people can go get. Like, I saw a post where one lady facing up to 10 years in jail because she started a bakery off of food stamps. She's selling products off of food stamps off a bakery. Like, how in the hell is y'all going to get mad at this lady for buying shit for her food, buying the food with the food stamps, and she reselling it for her own bakery? Ain't it called government assistance? She trying to get out the government assistance by starting her own business. So that means that these folks won't folks to stay trapped in the system, bro. This shit rigged against us, bro. I'm telling you. And it ain't just black folks. This shit rigged against everybody, because black folks ain't the only people that got food stamps, bro. This shit rigged against everybody, bro. Like, taking food stamps, bro? Come on, bro. That shit lame as hell, bro. Trump lame as hell for that. Can't even lie.
Okay, so yesterday I made a video about a girl being on here crying about losing her food stamps and how was her kids going to eat and all these things. And in my video, I was just, because I went to her page and see that she was physically able to work, you know, with school age kids. And so I just said, you could just go to work. And a lot of y'all was commenting, oh, a lot of people got jobs and still are on food stamps and, you know, all these things. So what? Still go to work. And I'm an individual. I've never had food stamps. I've always made too much money. But you can still utilize food banks, food pantries. I volunteer every single week. So I know there's literally resources out there to get on the internet crying, saying they're losing their food stamps on November the 1st. How are my kids going to eat? That's diabolical. Do you understand me? There's so many resources. I would prefer to see a video and be like, okay, I'm losing my food stamps, you know, November the 1st. This is really sad. It will be a damper on your lifestyle and a damper on your ability to provide. But I want to hear other resources come out your mouth, not just crying about how your kids are going to eat because you're losing food stamps. You understand me? So no, I cannot relate. I grew up on food stamps with a family of 12. You understand me? I understand the benefit of it. And when my mama didn't have enough, because we never lost our food stamps per se, but the food stamps did not stretch throughout the month until the next month, a food stamp amount, right? So you know what we did? We were standing, me and all my mama's kids and everybody that was there, we were standing in line at the food pantry. You understand? Each kid had a bag for us to get something, canned goods, rice, beans, whatever. So no, you're not going to be eating the best without your food stamps, but you still going to eat. And I feel like that's what some people are missing. Or you can go get a part-time job at a restaurant and ask them, can you take the remaining of the food home? I work at a restaurant. I don't cook. There's food at the restaurant. I'm not doing it. You understand? So it's just like there's things that you can do to provide resources for your children. But to get on the internet and just simply cry about how are your kids going to eat because you don't got food stamps, I'm going to need you to put two and two together and figure it out for your children. If you're not going to figure it out for yourself, figure it out for them kids.
Okay, sitting outside of Stop and Shop. I live in Massachusetts. If you're from Massachusetts, Stop and Shop is probably not your go-to. If it is, no shade. This is an expensive grocery store for no reason, okay? I'm in here because my kids need a couple of staple items that we get during the week, and I wanted to get them before my first week meeting at 9 o'clock. It's 8:30 in the morning, right? I am checking out, and a guy that had been walking around the store, it's empty. A guy that had been, like, walking around the store, saying hi to people, he comes to the little checkout lady and is talking to her, and she says, oh, have you heard about what's happening? It's really messing with our hours. And he's like, what are you talking about? She's like, SNAP, they're getting ready to cut SNAP this weekend. It's cut, and, like, all of our hours are being cut. He's like, oh, what's SNAP? Like, what's that? Like he don't know. Okay. He don't know. Right. And she's explaining it. And he's like, oh, he looks at me and I look at him. Cause try to go off and make this a racial issue. Cause this lady was quick to be like, oh, but it's not for me. You know, I'm not going to claim her that it might be for her, but she knows somebody that's on it. But more importantly, these issues that you were trying to make seem like it's a black and white issue. Now your ass ain't got no hours. You in Stop and Shop and you ain't got a job to go to. So you might not have SNAP, but how are you going to pay for your Thanksgiving and your holiday and your bills when they cut your hours at Stop and Shop? We try to make this seem like a black and white issue, and it's an all of us issue. It will ripple down, but mess around and find out. That fuck around find out is absolutely here right now, and we're living in it. We're living in it. Why didn't... Let me stop.
Lead with housing authority. Hey, how you doing, sir? Is Jasmine Thornton there?
Jasmine. What are you with me for?
Hey, how you doing? Lee, with housing authority. We're here to serve an eviction.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. They said that you people that you had. No, 30-day notice, everything.
Hold on,
sir. Please, sir. Don't touch him.
No, sir.
Listen. Everybody, calm down. Are you?
That,
who's this, man?
That's my boyfriend.
Oh, he's okay. How you doing? I'm Lee with Housing Authority.
I'm good. What's going on?
She is currently late on her rent, 3 months behind.
Rent.
Yeah. And this is my mover. He's moving things. He's the, you know, the one that's, you know, part of my team.
Hold on.
Listen, bro. Can you tell him? Listen, y'all. Everybody, calm down. Everybody, just relax.
Well, we calm.
He is supposed to be moving things. Listen, bro. He is doing his job.
Listen.
I got the letter right here. Listen. Here's the letter. Here you go.
I ain't never get none of this.
So they said they've been giving you notices for like the past 3 months. You haven't been. You're late. They gave you 30 days.
I'm paying. What the
f-
you talking about? You
should have
paid this earlier. I did.
Listen, it's free. Listen. Hold on. We got the call authorities. This stuff has to go. She has a 30-day notice. This is the day. This is the, we're serving the eviction. She didn't go to court. She didn't even show up. So,
I didn't know nothing about this. That's going on right now. No,
and y'all ain't giving me no letter, bro. Y'all just now showing this.
Yo, we sent it to him. Sir, can you please?
So what's going on?
Sir, can you calm down?
Tell me what's going on, bro. Sir, you ain't telling me, bro. You ain't telling me enough information.
Hey, call. Listen.
This ain't that, boss.
Tell me, relax. Bro, listen. You need to calm down.
Do your job.
Y'all, I done called this food stamp service people looking for my balance. This thing takes $0. Y'all done cut our food stamps off. It is real. It is an effect. They done cut our food stamps off.
It is so crazy how folks are really sitting out here waiting on a damn savior. Even the Bible tells you, to my Christian folks, a man that does not work, do not eat. Now, all these folks got in their mind what that means. That doesn't make it true. God said, you do your part and let me do the rest. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Do the best you can, but you got to get up and you got to do something. I don't listen to folks when I tell them I got $1,100 in food stamps, $1,300 in food stamps. I don't care what they talking about. Baby, I was going to college the whole time and got degrees to back it up. I did what I had to do. And you think I'm going to let somebody criticize me when I know what the fuck I went through? The update on the EBT is get your ass up and go vote. It's almost 5:00. Get up and go vote. Yes, they said they was going to release the EBT, but they did not say they was going to release all of it. And they said they was going to release it when they get good damn ready. And you know when they get good damn ready? When the Democrats agree to whatever the Republicans want them to do. When they open back up the damn government, which I don't see how we done had many shutdowns and it never affected our EBT at all. So whatever these parties got going on has nothing to do with us. They are fighting amongst themselves and they really don't give a damn about none of us. I keep telling y'all that. They don't give a damn about none of us. When they settle their differences.
I'm getting asked a lot. Hey, what are you guys going to do about how the food stamps are going to be taken away from your customers? Like, what's your plan? What are you going to do? Aren't you nervous? Aren't you scared? Are you going to get more security now? Are you guys closing? Are you guys only doing deliveries? There's a lot of talk about this. My point of view on this is it's different from many because I run a supermarket. This is going to greatly affect us in many ways. But it's also, it's a little alarming because I'm seeing a lot of videos, whether they get their food stamps or not, they're coming home with groceries. They are going to wait outside for people to steal their groceries that they have purchased. I'm not saying that that's true or not true. You really don't see or think about those people, those employees that are running that the type of business, because now if those supermarkets and those businesses are doing less business, if there's less of this coming in, that means hours need to be cut. That means people will have to be let go, you know? So there's just so many components that I'm not hearing being spoken about. If this truly happens, hopefully, first of all, it's only for the month of November, but this is going to affect a lot.
Hello there, my Section 8 TikTokers. This is one of the reasons why some landlords choose not to participate in the Section 8 program. It's because some tenants choose to leave the units looking like this. Please know that this could get you terminated from the program for damage to the unit beyond normal wear and tear. Now you know.
I just want to let the girlies know, whoever's on Section 8 and getting low income, y'all know Trump has limited y'all time to 2 years. And y'all, you know, I do believe the ones that truly do need it, like the elderly and the disabled, cool. But mothers that's been on there like 10 or 12 plus fucking years for no reason and they ain't did nothing with their life instead of living off Section 8, they don't deserve that at all whatsoever. They don't deserve to just keep leaving off Section 8. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care. Like I said, Trump gave y'all 2 years exactly to get y'all shit together. 2 years. He gave y'all 2 years. And no, I'm not no... I ain't no Trump fan. But he not wrong. He not wrong. So I truly hope that y'all really listening and taking this shit serious. Because that's what y'all voted for. He gave y'all 2 years. He said after the 2 years, your Section 8 is getting wiped. No matter if you have a backup plan or not, you are getting wiped. This bill is coming into effect now. So y'all better get ready. It's about to get real out here.
Stop. Don't scroll. Good morning, family. It's your girl, Sugar Blonde, Houston's local AI writer and information queen. This goes out to my family who are Section 8 recipients. Well, family, because you got to know somebody that knows somebody. Who you know? You know your girl, Sugar Blonde, is going to inform you, is going to hook you up. But this right here that I'm going to inform you about, it is very disturbing. Number one, every individual has a right to privacy. Well, what's going on, Sugar? What are you talking about? Well, it's been said in certain cities also. In Texas, have been participating. Your landlords, your corporate offices, dealing with the apartment complexes, right? They're participating in installing cameras inside and out. Yeah, of the homes. So if you have the individual owners, and if they want to participate and putting cameras inside and out of the property. If you have an apartment complex, you know, tax credit properties, they're participating in having your privacy invaded, having the cameras inside and out. So it's said that certain individuals are receiving cash money. That's right. They're receiving cash money. So they want to monitor this because they feel like, you know, well, you're receiving cash money, then you're able to go and pay rent, full amount of rent somewhere else. So why do you need their help? A form of control. It also pretty much really, it's like, okay, yes, it's a form of control, family, right? But it's to make you leave. You know, well, if you don't want cameras on the inside and out of your unit, you don't want cameras on the inside and out of the rental home that you're leasing through Section 8. You can just leave. Yeah, but you got to look at it. You got to do the math. Contact your caseworkers. Harris County, contact your caseworkers. City of Houston, Liberty County, contact your caseworkers to see exactly, you know, if they're going to put this in full effect in the year of 2026, because you also have to do the math, family. Look what president that we have. He don't want you on it anyway. That goes for the food stamps. Now you're going to have to apply for your food stamps all over again. They don't want to feed us. Okay. I'm your girl, Sugar Blonde, Houston's local AI writer and information queen. Yes, I understand. It is very, very unfair. But they're saying a lot of individuals, they have husbands, they have boyfriends that they sneak over, you know, when it's time for inspection, they go ahead and they have them to move all their things out of the home, or they go ahead and leave it in the car while he's gone. You know what I'm saying? So they want to monitor all of that and have the cameras on the inside and outside of the privacy. Now, my thing is, family, are y'all going to put them damn cameras in the restroom? In the bedroom, or just pretty much all over? I'm your girl, Sugar Blonde, Houston's local AI writer and information queen. Y'all have a great day. Have a great day. And really, in reality, it's really trying to bring all of us together to where, you know, you may have to just move in with your families and make it work. Have a great day.
So we get mad at the government for shutting down food stamps in Section 8, but we don't get mad at the fathers for leaving these moms alone to fend for themselves and their children with no help to take them to school, drop them off, pick them up, and things.
I wasn't even going to respond to this comment, but it's comments like this and it's people like this that really irritate me, because why are you so mad? Why are you so mad? Why are you so happy that they're doing away with the Section 8 program? Because you don't have it? Oh, well. These people with these tax dollars, oh, we tired of paying y'all bills. Our tax dollars, y'all just slaves to the system. That's all. You're slaves to the system and you're mad about it. This is not your world. You don't own this world. God does. You just here. You're just here and you're mad and you're miserable and you need to do something about it. Don't be mad at people who get assistance. It's help. It's still help. We tired of y'all too.